the Rambam in the beginning of the second chapter, as we now start the second chapter, talks about the tzaros that would cause a tzibor to be mizana, right? In the first chapter, he just simply talked about that in light of the pasuk of v'chisavol melcham al arzacham al tzar tzarosich hatzara eschem, a tzara shalo saval al tzibor. So the Rambam is working off of a Mishnah in Tainis. Yer shalo yardu ala gishamim, dechsev, vimtarti lirachas, virachas lalamtir, chalka achas timater, osa yer misana, umasras. So simple reading again is that there's a Tainis plus the trua, vahari osemba chatzotros, vichol svivoseha, and all of the surrounding towns, villages, misanos, velomasrios. A little bit less intense. They have tainis, but they don't do the real thing, right? Because that, you know, is the tzibur itself. So Rabbi Akiva says, I don't really understand that. Rabbi Akiva omer masrios velomisanos, right? If they're going to do something, why don't they do the real thing? V'chenir sheish ba'dever o ma'polas osayir misano masras v'chol svivosa misanos velomasrios. Rabbi Akiva omer masrios velo misanos. Okay, fine. So it's consistent machlokes. Al elu, then the Mishnah goes on to say, after discussing some other things, so what the definition of dever is, al elu masriin bichol makom. Sounds like that you would do it anywhere, not just in the city or svivosa, but bichol makom, you would think means bichol makom. Al hashidafon, a certain kind of wind that destroys plant life. Al hayirakon, again, an agricultural disease. Al ha'arbech, chasil, chayara, cherev, masriyin, alaha, mipnei shehi maka mehalacha. So much has been said about that in the current context of the pandemic, right? Nobody's really safe. The cherev, right? Lo savor ba'artzachem, it could always go from one place to another. The chasil, the arbe, right? They move around. The shidafon, the irakon, apparently as well. Ma'isa shiardu zakenim yushalayim la reihem. Right, so they went from Yerushalayim to their Aram. V'gazru tainis al shenirakim lo pitaner shidafon be'ashklon. So in the southwest corner of Israel, that was enough to get them to have tanios, you know, in their location. V'od gazru tainis al she'achlo zevim, a horrid tale, shnei tinokos be'ever hayardain, right, that became, that's the chayara part of this. Rabbi Yossi omer lo al she'achlo al shaniro. Wow. You don't even need that. You don't even need the tragedy of the result, but their very presence triggered, you know, national tanios. So the story seemed to be confirmational, right? But part of the complexity of this Mishnah says Alelu Masriyin b'chol makom, and then it says in the Maisim Shahayu that they declared a tainis. So what's that all about? So if you take a look in the second paragraph in the Lecha Mishnah, you'll forgive me for being a little anachronistic about it, but, you know, I just wanted to show you a view which said, okay, you know, you have Alelu Masrin b'chol makom, and then you have these Maisim where they declare a tainis. So this is the part I'll just italicize it for a second. So you'll see it. Avo Ramban, Ruach Acheres Imo, inspired, by Kalev Ben Yifune over here. The Ramban, writing, the svir lei the hach masrin the masnisin heavy be inu egamke v'ach seifa asi k'rabbi Akiva dafilu rabbanan modim mishum dehavi makam alacha so the kach masrin bechol makom mefarish shehu asvivos mikoach habraisa nimtza bezo choliam modu dehasvivos misanos umasrios. Okay, so happens to be that he thinks that kol makom really means, you know, the surrounding areas, but he says it's, you know, zaviza, it's actually masrios umisanos. Because it's a makam halacha, so, you know, basically, Ilan, if I were to ask you to define it, the idea is a rather simple one, is it not? Right, that just like, right, in the place gufa where it happens, right, misanu sumasrios, so you apply that standard everywhere because it's, what's the swara? What's that?
Easily become a problem in the surrounding areas.
Exactly, right? That's the whole idea. So the sevivos are not fundamentally different. So, you know, if you're seeing last week they had 27.6% positivity in Miami-Dade. I pay attention there every day because my grandmother, who should be well, lives down there. So I'm very focused on that part of the country. So they had 27.6% positivity. So we know. So, you know, it's like a seesaw. The, you know, we were doing better, and then they were, you know, and then, you know, they were doing much worse. And before that, we were doing worse, and they were doing better. We understand that in 3 weeks, we could have the same mitzvahs if we weren't very, very, very careful, right? That by definition, it's a maka melacha. So why would you react differently in Ashkelon than you would in Yerushalayim? I made the observation to somebody that they finally decided, Chas v'Shalom, the governor should do this, but the municipality or the county authorities finally decided to close indoor dining when they got to 27.6% positivity. I said, you know, they were really waiting to be sure. So the average, you know, if you think about it, like the way an average restaurant is set up, they usually have tables at least for four people. So instead of, you know, waiting to be sure there was at least a few positive people in the restaurant, they said, we'll wait to make sure that there's at least one positive person at your table on average before we'll close up the shop. So that's what you get, 27.6% positivity. Statistically speaking, you can know that there's actually somebody positive at your table and not just in the restaurant with you, and then we can close. Okay, so that's a standard. So that's the standard that they like to use. That's an amazing phenomenon. That's basically the Ramban Shita about what a Maka Malachas means. And Halacha is that it could be us tomorrow. And so why would you react differently, right? We are all Ashkelonites. We are all Aver Hayardenites, right? That's the Ramban's position. And it's a very logical position. The Rambam's position raised a lot of questions. So we're going to focus a little bit less on the Shabbos piece because we already dealt with that extensively in Perek Aleph, the whole issue there about the parentheses. And the Rambam says the following: In la'atzaro shel tzibor shemisanin masrin aleihem, right? Misanin umasrin. Very careful, right? Al hatzaras tzonei Yisrael Yisrael al cherev al hadever al chayara al arbe al chasiel. Shidafon Yirakon al Mapolos in the Mishnah al Chaloyim Mizonos, right, famine al Hamatar droughts Kolir Sheish Batzara Mikolelu Oso Yir Misanu Masras Ad Shetavor Hatzara V'Chol Sevivoseha Misanos V'Lo Masrios. Okay, not terrible. This is passing like the Chachamim, right? Aval Mevakshin Aleihem Rachamim, right? You shouldn't think that it's going to be some pro forma fast, but there's an arevus and mevakshim aleihem rachamim, and should be a very intense experience. Even if they're not going the full-fledged chatzotros route, right, it's still, you know, trua bepez, we like to call it, mevakshim aleihem rachamim. Chol makom, ein soakin v'lo masriyin v'shabbos, kamo shamarnu. Okay, if you want to look back, I did reprint the Rambam here, I'm not going to get into it for now. Chutz mitzaras hamezonos, shatzoakin alaa filu v'shabbos, Avalin Masrin Allah Bechatzotzos B'Shabbos. Remember the Rambam. Anybody happen to remember, by the way, what the Rambam's theory of Chatzotzos use on Shabbos was? We only allow the Chatzotzos to be used for Shabbos when there is signal.
For Pikach Nefesh, no?
Yeah, exactly. For people to rally the troops, the fire brigade. Okay, so the Rambam, you know, seems to have this position. This is all he writes here, that misanos velo masrios, and there's nothing that's referenced about aleilu masriyin b'chol makom shidafon yirakon, right? It's just, right, sivivoseha misanos velo masrios. So Lecha Mishnah says, teima gadol hu al rabbeinu, sharei masnisin hizkiru adi shidafon v'yirakon arve cherev chayera masriyin ala b'chol makom. Mideshi maka melachas, Rabbeinu zalokasav, ala bechulan de hasvivos davka misanos, velo masrios. So what in the world is going on? It's an open Mishnah. Nobody disputes. Alelu masrin bechol makom, shidafon yirakon arbe chasil chaya. Right? Nobody. That doesn't appear to be disputed. Right? That's what the Ramban said. Okay. Even if you define chol makom as, you know, people. You know, places that are part of the same Medina, or wherever you're going to draw the line. So that category seems to have been like completely obliterated by the Rambam. Chol svivosa misanos velo masrios. And here he's talking about shidafon yirakon mapolas, all the things that were, right, arbe chasil chayra, the makam alachas issues. So what is going on? Anybody want to make a suggestion? Akiva?
Is it possible that the Rambam disagrees to the actual like function of the Chatzotzeros? The Trua is a response to a current event that's plaguing you. So the Tainus might be kind of proactive and being misasik and being mefashbesh b'maisim, like we've seen as like the essence of a Tainus, to call out that Hashem shouldn't allow this to affect us. But the Trua is, like we've talked about, Za'aka, it's instinctive and it's visceral. So you can only have Trua when it's something that's currently happening to you. So the Mishnah assumed that Trua and Tainus go together. It's the same idea. But the Rambam's idea of Masriyin has to do with this Za'aka aspect, which can only be true during the Tzara itself. Mevake Shalayan Rachamim, that can happen beforehand, especially when it's happening for the other people. So they're being Mevakesh for the other city.
Okay,
but
good.
But the Trua for your own city, it doesn't make sense when it's not yet hit you.
Okay, right, but the Rambam is talking about this is going on, it's just going on, you know, next door. And he says, Misanos, they fast, Velo Masrios, but they're not going to sound the Trua. Mevakshin Aleim Rachamim. So it's here, it's just, you know, right next, it's just next door. But I think you said something very important. I think you did get to the core of the issue. Ilan, I saw you, and then Eitan?
I was going to make a different suggestion, but I think it's wrong. I was going to say maybe Kol Makom means even outside of Eretz Yisrael, but I don't think it's right.
Okay. Eitan?
I acknowledge that my suggestion is going to be a little dachuk, but I think that maybe part of the mindset of the Rambam is that to recognize that that this plague is traveling, you have to acknowledge that b'chol makom is really svivota. They really mean the same thing in this case, because to really view yourself as being misane and understanding that the plague or whatever is going on can reach you too, you have to understand that you're also svivota.
Right. Okay, fair. Fine. By the way, the Nosei Kalim actually discussed that point. The Magen Mishnah doesn't think that what you said is so dachuk, but why shouldn't it then be both? Trua and Tainus. That's what Akiva was trying to address. Nachi? Like, that's what the Ramban says, so he thinks it should be both.
Could it be possible that this is in lieu of Rabbi Akiva's opinion?
That's right. Okay. So the Lecha Mishnah, and this is a long essay about this, so he does say maybe the Rambam read the Mishnah differently, and that he thought that everything that came after was actually reflective of Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Aleilu Masriyin B'chol Makom. But if I reject Rabbi Akiva here, I've got to, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So I don't hold of that. And rather, then the Mishnah brings the Maisa Shahaya and the Zakenim, whether it was the Ashkelon, Eva, or the Yarden, they just declared a Tainus. So he says, you paskin like that, not like Rabbi Akiva. So Nachi, I think you're absolutely correct. Melecha Mishnah thought that's what the Rambam did with the Mishnah. He doesn't have this idea of Aleilu Masriyin B'chol Makom. But he does have the idea of sympathetic tanios. That's what the Chacham said before. And look, you know, the Zakenim in response to Ashkelon and the Ivra Yardain, right, to the Chayera or the Shidaphon, so they declared a tainus. And so that gets back to Eitan. That's your exact issue of is it just Kolmakom, is it Svivos? Fine. But the Rambam basically thinks that that's a Liba de Rabbi Akiva. But I just want to go one step further. If that is the correct diagnosis in terms of the Rambam's reading of the Mishnah, we still have the right to ask, well, what's the chiluk? And what exactly is the chiluk? Right. So you are misana, but you don't generate the vahareyosem, not with the chatzotzros. Mivakshin aleihem rachamim. So I'd like to suggest, Akiva, this is I believe what you were, what sort of the path that you were starting to traverse, that the Rambam felt that empathy, concern, arvos were, you know, not just appropriate, but required. And the tainus is a facilitating agent in terms of a bakashas rachamim that's much more intensive. But the Rambam drew a line at the trua. It required a more difficult reading of the Mishnah. But when it comes to the trua, even when you're dealing with a makkah mehalachas, if it's not here, even intellectually, you know it could be here, tomorrow or later today, then you don't have the trua. The trua is min hamamakim. And I think that you see this, and maybe I wouldn't have understood this halacha nearly with the same sense of relatedness as I think I do now. But we're in the middle of a makkah malachas, right? We know, an hour ago, my best friend lives in California, college roommate is in Smir. They just closed down all houses of worship in California. It's a makkah malachas. California was the envy of the country 2 months ago. I said to my friend a few months ago, I said, your governor must be a genius. They closed everything. Go to the New York Times. You'll see. They closed everything. There's no more indoor activity. Not a restaurant, not a house, nothing. It's out of control. But people in Teaneck, they don't feel that. They know that. They know that has been us. They know it could be us. Are they mechuyav to demonstrate care, commitment, arv, mevakshin leim rachamim, tainus? Yes. But that sense of absolute desperation, Akiva, I think that's what you were saying, the visceral quality. So I think the Rambam felt that those chatzotros could only be brought out when a person is facing the cherev chada munachas al tzavaro. And even if intellectually speaking we know that it's true, we know that it's a makam alachas. The Ramban will tell you, who are you kidding? Are you a fool? You don't think that if you let your guard down, that it's a makam alachas. But fascinatingly, the Rambam seems to have created, through the chilik between tainus and trua, the Rambam recognized this distinction. And maybe you only can generate the trua, that sense of total desperation, chisavoa milchama bi'artzachem la'tzer atzarer eschem v'areyosem b'chatzotzros. It's a belly cry, a yavava. Ginuche ganach v'ilule yalil. Because your head is on the chopping block. And here, Akiva, maybe the proof is in the pudding. Because what words does the Rambam use? Mivakshin.
It's Aleihem.
Aleihem! Rachamim. The Rambam would say, what do you mean Aleihem?
Atma.
Yeah. Chayecha kodmin. Lishitasa, with, you know, v'haftar echa kamocha being a hafloga. Chayecha kodmin, the Ramban would tell you. You think you're davening for them? Don't be such an altruist. Daven for yourself. Kach nirali. Divrei HaRambam. Okay, Mikey, go ahead.